Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
To his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts, watch our videos, do all that cool stuff, and improve your sex life at the same time. We hope that everyone will become a Friends with Benefits member because then you get more sex with Emily all the time and your sex life will improve. That's just how it goes down.
And Emily will give you fellatio.
Oh, come on. Maybe.
All day, every day.
If that's what it takes, maybe we should raffle that off next year for Valentine's Day because we had a lot of entries in our Valentine's Day contest, and today's I hope everyone's having good Valentine's Day hangovers.
Yeah, and no one would enter the fellatio contest, though. You don't have to.
Come on. Who wouldn't want a free blowjob?
Meh.
Don't know. Yeah, maybe that's a good one for next year. We'll get a lot more Twitter followers and stuff. But you can always follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily, and Menace is White Menace at all those places.
Everywhere.
Instagram.
BB.
And everywhere.
Instagram. Tumblr.
Tumblr. I have a Tumblr thing, too.
What?
I tired a Tumblr. I got a Tumblr, whatever. Yeah.
Are you on Pinterest yet?
Yes. Are you?
Yes, I'm on Pinterest.
I haven't pinned anything yet, though.
Are you on Path?
No. But
I can keep on going.
Get Pinterest.
Are you on Soundtracking?
No. What? I don't understand Pinterest yet.
It's
where do you find the images? Do you just take screen grabs of images that you like?
Mm-hmm. And then you can
or
put
do you
it
put
on
website?
There.
Okay.
It's either or.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't understood it yet, but it's a new website that everyone is on.
Going crazy.
It's
my
going crazy.
Mom has heard Pinterest.
I know, that's what you said.
It's insane.
It's just, I don't get it though. Like, what's the point of it? It doesn't matter. Okay. It's not
to look
anything.
At cool crap.
Okay, whatever. I've gotten too busy. But I did join it. So today we're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of sex and relationships. Just very basic things that you should do and that you should not do. We're going to be debating. Menace and I might not always agree.
Guarantee you I won't agree with anything you have to say.
Come
not
on,
just
you
for
might.
The show, but just because I'm right.
Yeah. You're always right. Okay, and remember, this is our new sponsor, Good Vibrations. My heart is with Good Vibrations because I have to tell you that my first time I'd ever gone into a sex toy store was when I moved to San Francisco and I was 22 years old and I was like, you know, kind of nervous because I wanted to like figure out the whole G-spot thing. And I was like, do you have a G-spot vibrator? They're like, oh, sure. This is how do you work it? And they're so knowledgeable. Their staff, they're so cool. There's a few stores in San Francisco, one in Boston. But you can also go to goodvibes.com. They've got every sex toy. And if you put on coupon code GVEMILY15, you get 15% off anything from Good Vibrations.
See, people, once you move to San Francisco and you're a female, it's all downhill.
Oh, come on.
You get all caught up in the wacky stuff. I just got off the phone last night with this girl that I know. She was from outside the area. Perfectly what you would say, you know, normal, upbringing into, you know, just, you know, regular stuff.
Right, right.
And not a hipster, not into any, like, type of social scene that is wacky.
Okay.
I call her last night just to catch up, and she's like, yeah, I just got back from a meditation retreat. I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, don't make fun of me. I go, of course I'm going to make fun of you, because before you moved here, you would never think of going to a meditation retreat.
But why do you think that's a good argument? That just because you didn't before you – like, yes, I grew up in Michigan. I had more humble upbringings, more mm-hmm. – not humble, but more, you know, straightforward upbringings.
The people that come here – I'm not saying you're
we
one
get
of
all
the,
whacked
I'm,
out.
I'm not saying, yeah, I'm not saying you're one of these people, but a lot of people get caught up in the scenes around here because there was this, like, a lot of people can come here and reinvent themselves.
Right.
Because there was this kid that I went to high school with, uber dork, like, but then I saw him in a bar and he was the same guy.
Right.
He looked like the same guy, but now he's like all, oh, I'm the manager of a coffee shop. I got this awkward mustache now.
Oh, right.
And I'm hanging out with all the –
you become a funked out hipster.
Yeah, just
it's
like –
It's true. I went out this weekend.
I mean, more power to them. Why, you know, why stay home? Why stay home and be the dork when you can come to San Francisco
yes.
and hide it and
why
try
do
to
you
be somebody
hate
else?
That people can change here? Why are you hating on change in San Francisco?
No, it's just that –
it's a place that you come when you want to – you want to become – you can become anything here. You can do whatever you want.
I think it's the people that are begging to be part of something. That's all. Instead of being an individual.
Right.
That's all.
No, I think that it – I think it brings out your individuality. And I think meditation is really good for you, good for your friend. I'd like to talk to her because, you know, I've done a bunch of meditation retreats, which is why I'm so chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Are you currently on any type of cleanse?
No, I'm not. I – trying to be gluten-free, though.
Oh, God.
I'm gluten-free. I've been gluten-free for a few months.
Yeah.
But not – like, I've had pizza and stuff, but mm-hmm. I've tried to be gluten-free because my friend said it helps with focus.
Yeah.
And God knows I need that help.
What's your friend do?
She's a mom.
Yeah. What kind of crazy things does she do?
She does everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meditation, yoga, all that stuff.
Oh, God.
That's not crazy, man. It's, you probably you know – could use a little bit of yoga, meditation.
I don't want any of that. I'm fine. I don't need
to
meditate to find myself because I know who I am.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know?
You are. Yeah. You do?
That's
good. Meditation, I think it helps people, but that's just me. Okay, so we've got just a little bit of sex in the news today. And unless you have any sex in the news that you'd like to add that we haven't already done, but I've got one story here.
I'm trying to think if I heard anything
any
crazy.
Celebrity stuff? Did anything come up from last weekend when you were in a...
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
It's
crazy.
It's all been Whitney Houston.
Yeah, it has been Whitney Houston. I know Bobby Brown left earlier yesterday evening to be with his daughter because his daughter freaked out and then ended up going to the emergency room.
Wow. Yeah, that's
yesterday.
What happens.
So.
Yeah, I mean, if your parent dies, it's mm-hmm. crazy. Because, yeah. Okay, Hugh Hefner's son allegedly attacks Playboy Playmate of the Year girlfriend.
No way.
Yeah, he attacks the Playmate of the Year, Hugh Hefner's son. His oldest son was arrested on Sunday night for allegedly attacking the 2011 Playmate of the Year and his girlfriend, Claire Sinclair. Marston Hefner, who I've never even heard of, punched and kicked Sinclair, leaving her with bruises and red marks. Cops showed up after Sinclair's called family members who called 911. Hefner denies that he ever hit her. He was released on a $20,000 bail a few hours after his arrest, according to the New York Post.
That's not good, man. When you have a fortune, while your dad has a fortune, and a business that's all geared towards women, you don't beat women.
I bet you he was probably drunk. Most domestic violence cases happen when people are drinking, I think.
Yeah, but still.
Or on drugs. Not most, but I think a lot of them.
It's no excuse.
No excuse. It's gross. It grosses me
out. It's so funny because I was reading Twitter today, and apparently Chris Brown, who beat Rihanna, won a Grammy yesterday. And then this guy tweets out. He goes, "Oh yeah, congratulations, Chris Brown, on his Grammy. Here you can read the police report of the brutal beating he did on a woman."
Oh,
and
wow.
Just put the link with all the description.
Wow.
Of, like,
just
what
to
he
say,
did.
Like, you're never going to get away with that just because you won a Grammy. Like, you still beat Rihanna.
Yeah, it's weird because
who is still sleeping with him, by the way, after he beat her, they say.
Yeah, they say. It's crazy because older women do not forgive Chris Brown. But I see all these, like, 20-something chicks, and they just love him.
Yeah.
Because they think he's the bad boy. And
Yeah. I've never been into the bad boy. I have to say, like, knock on wood, like, I've always dated nice guys. Like, not assholes. I mean, they might be, like, weird or freaky or kind of used car salesmen, but they're really nice.
Yeah. They're compliment
not
you a lot.
Yeah, they compliment me all the time. They tell me I'm beautiful, I'm great, and whatever. This is what I need. So, but I've never gone for the bad boy. Mm. Maybe once. Maybe, like, literally once. So, that's all. Okay, then we can move into some emails.
What do you got?
This is what I got for you. Okay.
Speaking about Playboy, I want to go to the mansion now.
Oh, okay. I'll take you.
Because I tweeted out, I explained later on, a couple of episodes ago, but I get to go to this ultra-exclusive restaurant that's inside Disneyland. You know, it has like a 14-year waiting list. It's so crazy, blah, blah. But when I first tweeted out about it, I was like, oh, my God. You guys got to see where I check in on February 25th. I go, I never thought I'd be at this place ever in my life. And then people kept on thinking it was the Playboy Mansion.
Right. So now you want to go, I can get you in, baby. I've been there twice.
I know. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. We'll add to our list of all the shit. We should just like write this stuff down because we make all these plans and we're on the air and we're really excited about it. And then we don't do crap together.
Well, I want to go to Vegas. I want to do a Vegas show.
We are going to do a Vegas show in June. I've decided.
In June?
That's when all the good stuff's going to be happening.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so let's
this can't be the first weekend in June. I got a big concert.
Fine. That's my birthday weekend.
All right.
Okay. Tiana's going to come, our intern. Okay. Hi. We're going to move into emails is what I was going to say. So emails, you can always email us at feedback@sexwithemily.com or you can just go on the website sexwithemily.com and easily click on the Ask Emily button.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
You're just looking at me longingly, lovingly?
Yes, very lovingly.
Okay. Hi, I'm an 18-year-old white guy, and my penis is 8 inches long and the girth is 6 inches. Am I big, average, or small regarding to the length and girth?
Is 8 inches?
Yeah. No, 8 inches long and the girth is 6 inches. That's... what is 6 inches? Do you have a ruler?
Is this email from shenanigans.com?
No. No. It's a real email.
Hocuspocus.net.
I know it may be annoying that I'm telling my size and every guy might have some sort of questions like menace, but I'm just curious. Also, does flaccid size matter? Do women like to see bigger flaccid dicks? My penis is 6 inches when soft, so is it good? Also, how big is too big and how small is too small in your opinion? Auntie from Miami, Florida. I don't know. I mean, seriously, like it goes with, you're saying for a woman, it's person by person, case by case basis. The guy that I dated with the smallest penis that I've ever seen in my entire life is like happily married with 3 kids and blissfully married, you know, living in bliss. His penis for me was, it wasn't about his penis size. We broke up for other reasons because I didn't actually mind that he had the smallest penis in the world. But the point is, there's penises for everyone. Some women like really big. There are size queens out there. Some women, sometimes we've actually had emails from listeners whose penises are too big and it hurts women. So I don't know. I mean, but I'd say that you are a little bit above average, maybe 8 inches.
Isn't that a little above
average, right?
I think the girth, I don't know, 6 inches.
Are you sure you're 6 inches? Like that seems like your penis looks like a block or something. Is like a block.
6 inches.
I don't know. 8 and 6? I don't know if I believe you. I think you got to pull out the ruler again.
That's what I'm saying. If you got it from, you know.
No. I think he's real.
I'm lying.com.
He lives in Miami, Florida. Okay. Dear Emily.
Yes.
Okay. I ripped on Menace before, but I have to side with him on something.
Thank God. Thank you.
Isn't it nice when people side with you?
Yeah.
He's talking about when you ask a woman what she wants and she says she doesn't know. This is my life. I've been married for almost 20 years this July, and here is an example of our conversation, where to go to dinner.
Oh, my God. Ready? This is the worst. Go for it.
Me. Where do you want to go to dinner? Spouse. Anywhere is fine. Why don't you pick? Me. Okay, how about Olive Garden? Spouse. No, I don't like Italian. Me. How about Mexican? 3 margaritas? Spouse. No, I don't feel like Mexican tonight. Me.
Bitch, you know what you want to eat. Just tell me.
Okay, how about barbecue? Spouse. No, too spicy. Me. Okay, honey. What? Where would you like to go? Spouse. I don't know. Why don't you pick?
Oh, my God. It's my worst nightmare.
Me. I have picked. I made a few suggestions. None were adequate. So what would you like to do? For what it's worth, I go through the same insanity with my parents too. Fun, Bobby.
Bobby, all you got to do is tell her we're going to here to eat. You don't ask her. You just don't ask.
That is hilarious.
You don't ask.
I know. Menace is whole. Just to give you, Menace thinks that you should. And I agree. We agree on this. Mm-hmm. Men should have a plan. Have a plan for a date. Just decide. Don't even ask. Just be like, I made reservations at this place. Let her, you know what I mean? We're going here. Like, women like men, oftentimes many women. I mean, I have some friends who are foodies and food obsessed, and they won't go eat anywhere. But at least have a plan and just say, this is what we're doing. Don't even ask. And you've been married for 20 years. Like, why is he still having this conversation? That's what I want to know, Bobby.
Because bitches be crazy, Emily.
For 20 years. He's having this conversation. It sounds awful. For 20 years.
It's called, there's a term for it. Mental terrorism is what it's called.
I'm the woman who's like, I don't care, and I really don't care.
You women are mental terrorists.
No, we are not mental terrorists.
You are.
We are not.
You're mental terrorists.
Okay, so this next, we're going to move into our topic, and this is the deal. So it is the do's and don'ts of sex and relationships, okay?
Okay.
This is from a book called Sex with Your Ex and 69 Other Things You Should Never Do Again, plus a few that you should.
Okay.
So I'm going to see, this is like, I want to see how we feel about these things. Okay. Number one, never have sex with your ex. What do you think?
No, if you want to get laid, go ahead, do it.
I mean, I think that sex with your ex has benefits. There's definitely pros and cons. I have to admit that I've oftentimes more than not had sex with an ex for a while afterwards. But the only problem with that, and that I wasn't attached anymore, and it's really just because this person knows your body and they know what you like, and then you have sex. However, if you're doing it because you think you're going to get them back, and then they might not want to, and you're thinking that it's going to change something, no. But if you can have emotionally unattached sex with your ex, I don't think that there's a problem. But the problem comes when you are keep having sex with your ex, and it prevents you from meeting other people because you're like, oh, it's just easier. I'm just going to keep being with my ex, even though he's a douchebag or whatever. And so I think, honestly, you should just be having sex with people that you think that could move forward in your, they can move forward into a relationship in your life. That's just what I think. What do you think?
I don't think it's really a bad thing. As long as the person, the ex that you're having sex with is not still like head over heels.
Exactly.
For you. You know,
it's not fair. And like, she's like trying to get back together. He's trying to get back together. It's not going to work. Okay. Mm-hmm. This one we've talked about. Never reveal your number of sexual partners.
Never.
Never.
Take it to the
ever,
grave.
Ever. That's because no matter what you tell your partner that you've slept with two people or 200, no one but him, what happens to the information inside his brain is beyond your control. There is no upside. This is so true. There is no upside to sharing it. And I actually got tricked into it once, like when I was younger. And so this is for people who are like, I don't know if people have this conversation when they're like in their 30s, but I remember my 20s being with a guy who was like, oh, like how many? And I told him. Mm-hmm. And I just remember like, it's never good. Like it's just either it's too much, too little. Just that's a number that's supposed to be kept privately to yourself. And that is all.
Do not tell anybody. That. Ever.
Never let him keep photos of you in your birthday suit.
Now you can trust me, but I wouldn't trust anybody else.
Menace has like a whole bevy of photos, but I would say that's so true. I talk about that all the time. Never, ever, ever, ever let him keep photos of you. Don't release photos. I don't see why you think that's a good idea anytime because he's going to show them to his friends anyway. Except for Menace because he doesn't do that. Okay. Never go after him if he has a girlfriend or wife.
True.
Don't go after a married guy. He's not going to leave her. He's going to stay with her.
Yeah.
And he's going to pretend that he's going to leave her. And it's going to be really exciting because it's kind of secret. And you're pussyfooting around or whatever it's called. And you're like, you know, it can be hot and whatever. But it's not a good thing. It's not good for women. Not good for men. Don't do it. Okay. More. Never use the toilet in front of your partner. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Some couples feel they should be able to do and say anything in front of each other, even if it's not always so pretty. And it's true. With closeness comes that openness. But I just think that some things need to be off limits.
Yes.
Like, just don't go to the bathroom in front of your partner. Like, can you just, like, close the door? Like, it's something that I've never – and I was with a guy once who was like – I think he thought – that by seeing me go to the bathroom in front of him, that it would increase this amount of intimacy. And he was like, oh, leave the door open. Or you'd come in when I was going to the bathroom. And it just kind of creeped me out.
It's not hot.
It's never hot. And then you're just picturing them going to the bathroom. But there's some guys who want that.
Freaks. Weirdos.
Okay.
That you date.
Okay. Never abstain from sex just because you're having your period. I agree. Menace.
Whatever.
Menace.
They don't tell you most of the time anyways.
Well, sometimes unless they don't want to have sex with you,
then they say they.
No, I've done that before. I've said I have my period when I don't want to have sex. But sometimes we don't know. Sometimes you get your period when you're having sex because you didn't know you were getting it like that. You get it because you're having sex.
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
For some women, the week of their period is their horniest time of the month. So if you're one of them, part of this regular sexual peak could be that if you feel more sexually liberated during this time. So I think that it's up to the couple. Some women don't like it. Some men don't like it. But I don't think that you should think that you shouldn't have sex during your period. Okay?
All right.
All right. Never continue dating him if he openly lusts after other women. True. Totally.
What?
I agree with that. If you're dating a guy who is always lusting after other women and saying, he's hot, she's hot, don't you think she's hot? I would dump that guy. Totally.
Because you want all the attention.
Of course I want all the attention. Of course I do. I mean, I deserve all the attention.
I'm not that guy, but that's the only reason that you
That's not healthy. It's just totally not healthy to be with a guy who is lusting after other women. I hope we're teaching you all really good things. Okay. Never be afraid to show him what feels good. And that is true. If there's one complaint men voice when it comes to sex, it's that she just lies there. And I have to say that that is so true, that women – that is the biggest complaint that I've heard. They're like, she just lies there like a dead fish. Like, what's it called? Like, when men just say that she – what are the names for women who just lie there? Like, is it just like a dead fish?
Yeah, dead fish.
Okay. So don't just lie there and talk about what you want in bed and all that stuff. Never believe him when he says he didn't cheat if the evidence suggests otherwise. What do you think about that? Secretive phone calls, long brunette hair in his bathroom when yours is blonde, not making it to your birthday party, and not having a good excuse as to why he was a no-show. So what do you think about that? You've got all this evidence, but he still says no. He didn't cheat. Have you ever been in that scenario where a woman was like, you cheated on me and you really, really didn't?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think that most times if that happens, like, the case is going to be against you.
I mean, I'm not a cheater. That's right. Why. But sometimes, you know, women get around their girlfriends, and like a guy could be, you know, just working too much or just like not into it. You know, there's sometimes, believe it or not, guys just don't want to have sex. And then the girl goes run to her friends and be like, oh my God, he doesn't want to have sex with me. And then you're like, oh, girlfriend, he must be cheating on you. He must be hanging out with some other chick. And then, you know, it doesn't mean that they're always cheating on you, but. If you're not dating me, then probably you're.
But if you find a blonde hair in your brunette, secretive phone calls, like if there's evidence, it stacks up. Not just that you don't want to have sex. I think so. Never tell him how much you love your vibrator. A woman's love affair with her vibrator is a special one. It might have been the first to touch her in that oh so special way, but don't tell him.
Don't want to hear about it.
You don't want to hear about it?
Nope.
Okay, you're right. I think I've probably overshared that to many men.
Yeah.
If you want to buy a vibrator, actually, though, you can go to adamandeve.com, put coupon code Emily at checkout, and you get the Kim Kardashian Sex Steve DVD. You get free gifts, free shipping, amazing stuff, 50% off most items. Just so don't share that. I think I've overshared that, but I can't help it because my entire house is filled with vibrators. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one is so true. Never date a jerk, even if he's beautiful. Women, stay away from the assholes. Don't date the jerks.
They won't listen.
But they shouldn't. I never have dated assholes.
Yeah, but women don't listen.
Never drop your girlfriends for your guy. I think that's very true. I've never done that. I've never dropped my girlfriends. Well, maybe I have, but I didn't mean that. Never answer your phone during sex. I was reading this. I thought Menace probably does that.
What? I mean, I maybe send text messages when sex. I'm getting fellatio or something.
Do you?
Sometimes when I'm busy, I got things
tweet,
to do.
Have you ever tweeted while you were getting fellatio?
No.
True or not true? You've tweeted?
I have not, but I could.
I bet you have.
We'll do like a secret word that I'll say or something. And then so people know that
Next time you get a blowjob, I think you should tweet.
Well, yeah, but just what should I tweet? It needs to be a secret word.
I don't know. Something like,
I love carrots or something like that.
I'm going downtown.
No.
Or we're going downtown.
That sounds like I'm giving a blowjob.
How about like something about going downtown?
No, not sexual. Not downtown. No.
Okay. Next one. Never check.
It's all about, say, I love downtown San Francisco.
Yeah. Something like I love downtown. Like downtown San Francisco.
No, I can't just say downtown because it sounds
like
I'm
downtown,
going downtown.
I'm in downtown. Oh, yeah. Downtown San Francisco looks so beautiful tonight.
Yes. All right. If you see me tweeting that.
I want to laugh my ass off.
That means I'm getting
Will you
fellatio.
Do it soon? I just want that to happen.
Maybe do it tonight or tomorrow.
Who's going to give you fellatio?
I can get anybody to give me fellatio.
Oh, come on, Menace.
I can pick up the phone and say, hey.
I would love to do that. I would love if you did that.
Okay.
Okay.
So downtown San Francisco looks beautiful tonight.
Yes.
All right. But okay. I don't want you to try to call me right after, like in the middle of it.
Oh, I'm fucking calling you right after. Yes, I am. I'm calling you in the middle. Never check his email just to see what he's been up to. You're always going to find something that is confusing, perplexing, and you're going to think he's cheating on you.
I got emails from like 2004.
So do I. I've got emails from
forever,
10 years ago. So just
never give up your email password ever. Like this girl I was dating, she wanted my email password so bad. I'm like, hell.
Hells to the no. Right.
This
do not,
I'm not
check
sure
emails
that.
Ever on either side. If you think someone's cheating, you think there's an issue, I would just talk to
cheaters.
Him about it first.
Hire the investigator if you care that much.
Okay, never ask him if you look fat.
Yes.
Do you agree? Don't ask, or you should ask?
No, you shouldn't ask, but I would tell you if you look fat in something.
You will?
Yeah.
They'll say never. Most men will wholeheartedly back this particular never. They can't send the question. It puts your tough guy in an impossibly tough situation, which if he's like most other males, he doesn't handle it well.
I mean, like
it's a classic damned if you do, damned if you don't, right?
That makes you a little chunky.
Would you say that to a girl?
Yeah.
You'd be your ass looks fat in those jeans, actually. Or you'd say, that's not
know.
My favorite.
The type, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, the type of girls that I date can joke around like that.
Right.
I
actually did a jean for this guy I was dating. I have so many pairs of jeans, and I was like, I got to get rid of some because I don't wear them. And I actually tried them all on for him one night, like a bunch of them. It was a sexy thing. We were drinking wine, and I was trying on jeans. And he was like, yeah, those aren't my favorite. Or you know what? And I think that he was very diplomatic about it, but he probably was like basically saying your ass looks fat, those jeans. But
right.
Right. I don't know. Never date a guy who won't introduce you to his friends.
True.
If something's a guy does not.
On. It's not he. Then that means he's dating somebody else.
Yeah. It means something. Or, I mean, I'm not saying he should introduce you to his friends the first week. What do you think is the right time for to introduce a woman to your friends? Which is, I guess, when you know you really like her.
A couple weeks.
Yeah. And we're so social here, like in San Francisco. Like, I'm always going out with my friends. Like, it's kind of unavoidable. Sometimes I will introduce people and then I'll never see them again. But whatever. Never get involved with him if he still lives with his parents, his ex-wife, his ex-girlfriend, or college buddies. I don't know. College buddies isn't
exes,
bad.
Yeah.
But college buddies, a lot of people live with their college buddies.
Yeah. I mean, in major cities, it's really rough.
It
not
is
to
rough.
Live alone.
Exactly. Never have, what? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Never have more to drink on a first date than he does. Women should never have more to drink than he does. She's going to barf all over you if she does, right?
Okay. I went on a date on this chick that she drank so much that I had to help her and put my finger down her throat.
Was it the first date? Was it the first date?
Yeah, it was like pretty
That's
much
hot.
The first date. Yeah.
You had to like help her barf?
Yeah, and she's married now. So I'll be like, hey, remember when
I helped you barf?
Remember when I had my finger down your throat like for
Gross.
An hour?
It's
weird. It's weird because people can say things and I'll start gagging. Like over this weekend, like it was so bad. I was actually drinking wine because there was only beer and wine.
Oh, look at you.
Well, there was only beer and wine down at the bottom of the hotel in this like convenience store.
Right.
And I hate beer because it takes you so long to
I
get
know.
Drunk.
You can't get drunk up here. I have the same problem.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, great. Got to drink wine. So there's like some wine called Smokin' Loon.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah.
And so we buy
it's
like.
Cheap.
Yeah. You know me. I'm like.
Right.
Whatever. I'm a connoisseur of cheap wines now.
Right.
And we started drinking like 5 bottles of it. Right. And I'm fine. Whatever. Get wasted. Wake up the next day. I don't feel that great, but me and my buddies are in the hotel, and I guess apparently there was some like virus outbreak on this cruise ship recently. Okay. It was just in the news. And then they just started talking about, oh my God, imagine all the diarrhea on there, blah, blah, blah.
And, that would make me gag.
Yeah, and then there was some old lady that started doing the interview. And I'm like, oh, imagine that chick did it. And I just immediately went to the bathroom and threw up.
Did you really just be talking about it?
Yeah, but what's weird is like if somebody's like throwing up in front of me and they're drunk, like I can be there like right next to them, not get sick.
Right.
Like I can take care of them. I'm
but
fine.
If someone's talking about something, you visually really you can picture it.
Or like food, like food smells.
Food smells can sometimes make me want to vomit. Yeah, that's true. But if I see someone throw up, that makes me nauseous. Absolutely.
Yeah, for some reason that doesn't bother me.
Okay, never have sex with a guy who keeps his socks on.
So what's up with this?
Don't keep your socks on. It's just not sexy. Picture a man who you think is so sexy, all revved up and ready to go. And he's like, hey, baby. And then he's like, got his socks on.
Like, I'm not going to keep my socks on, but I don't see why it's so offensive.
It's not offensive. It's just not hot. Like, really, you're patting around with your socks on.
Yeah, but guys
feel your socks rubbing against my legs.
But guys think
your
it's hot.
Dirty socks.
Guys think it's hot if girls have socks on.
Knee highs, maybe.
Yeah.
Or thigh highs.
That's hot. But
you think that's hot.
A lot of people think
that's
hot.
That's okay.
Really hot. my buddy, he had an ingrown toenail, so he would never take off his socks while having sex. And we brought it up on the radio show. And then we made him take his socks off on the radio show, and it looked so gross. We videotaped him and put it on the internet.
That is disgusting.
It was so bad.
So disgusting.
And we called up his girlfriend and asked him if she's ever seen his toes, and she said no.
That is hilarious. Yeah. I had a guy who had messed up feet, but he did take his socks off. But then it was kind of gross. So I don't know if you'd rather see gross feet or gross socks.
What kind of messed up? In what
way? He had all these ingrown. It was really dry, and he had like – it was just his feet were peeling all over the place,
man,
and
he had
ingrown toenails. You got to get a pedicure. Nothing wrong with a guy getting a pedicure.
Yeah.
Get rid of that ingrown toenail. They will dig that out.
I do self-maintenance. I don't go because I don't like people touching my feet.
Oh, you don't? I love pedicures. I have this
weird thing about feet. I like hate.
Oh, right. You talked about this before.
Yeah,
you hate feet?
I hate feet.
How about women's feet?
Feet? No. I think it's my own feet. Anybody like touching my feet or –
so you don't
like
foot
anything
massage.
That has to do like with foot injuries. I'm like really grossed out by that.
I wonder why.
I do know why.
Why?
Because my cousin, when we were growing up, she had like some tumor under her toe. So they would always have to like keep on removing her toenail to like work on it. And then it was summertime, so I'd always see it and it was freaking disgusting.
Shouldn't she cover it up with like a bandage or something?
Oh my God. And like I freaked out because I was in Hawaii one time snorkeling and I got like a piece of reef like stuck in my toe and I wanted to murder myself.
Right.
Like I don't like that at all. But when I see somebody like a woman's foot, like I don't get disgusted by
that.
Good. But I don't want to masturbate
to it
either.
You're not a foot fetish. You're not a foot fetishist or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, never ask your boyfriend which of your friends he would sleep with if he wasn't with you.
Oh, God. Why?
Don't do that. You can take a perfectly happy relationship and turn it upside down with this question. Don't ask that question. That's a stupid question. So I hope you
learned
some
stuff. Would you rather do my friend or do me?
Yeah. Because then every time first of all, you're not going to invite that friend around anymore. And then you're going to always think he's flirting with her. And so it's all just dumb. Okay. That's what we got time for today.
Yes.
All right, everyone.
Listen to us on Stitcher Radio, STITCHER. It's a free app. You can download it for your smartphone. It's totally free. And then once you download it, you just search Sex with Emily and you can stream the show straight from your phone.
Oh my God, it's such an easy way to listen. A lot of people listen that way. It's awesome. And please become a Friends with Benefits member because then you'll get all of our shows, not just 10 little tiny clips. You'll get the whole show. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.